We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
It's your host, Alex, here. Unfortunately, this week I am away, but I figured, you know what? Why not feature another episode from a Cultivate Network show? If you enjoy the show being featured today, please make sure to check out the episode description so that you can tune in and hear more from them. I'll be back soon. Thanks for tuning in. And as always, if you need a distraction, I got you. Bye.
Hello and welcome to a special mini-sode of Ye Olde Crime, the show where Maddie and I discuss the funny, strange, and obscure crimes of yesteryear every Wednesday. This special bi-weekly segment is called Can You Crack the Cramp Word, which is slang for a difficult or obscure term, which I thought was very fitting. And joining me today is Alex from the Weird Distractions podcast. She's coming back. I didn't scare her off.
No.
So before we begin... I'd like to give her the opportunity, that was the scariest laugh I've ever done, to tell us a little more about herself and her show before we get started.
Thank you for having me back. I was going to say, I hate doing intros. I hate icebreakers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already sweaty, and it's not because of global warming.
I mean, it could be.
It could be. My name is Alex, and global warming is real. I hate to break the news to everybody listening.
Yo is right.
Yep. How do I introduce myself? I am Lindsay's friend. We share matching Mothman tattoos.
This is true.
I am her Canadian counterpart, so bonjour, poutine. I just recited the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And I host a show called Weird Distractions, which basically each week I rotate between true crime cases, paranormal hotspots, folklore tales, conspiracy theories, everything that would be considered weird, to provide myself and listeners a quote-unquote weird distraction from everyday life. And you can find Weird Distractions wherever you find Ye Olde Crime, Sundays at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
Yes.
Well said. Whew. You did a great job.
I didn't even have a script in front of me. My God.
I know. That was just off the top of your head.
Oh, it's like we've been doing this for like 4 years.
Right. Right.
Almost four. Right?
Yeah. So what's new with your show?
Well, I just did the third year of Midweek Mini Spooks, which was back in October, which is my favorite month of the year. I am a spooky bitch. What can I say? And yeah, just puttering along. It's only been, it'll be 2 years in March since I started doing the show solo. Weird Distractions used to consist of myself and my best friend Christy as my co-host. So yeah, just trying to juggle working full time, being an adult, and having a podcast, which is just oodles of neurotic fun. I'm
Preach.
Okay.
I'm okay, she said, crying under her desk.
As my world is literally on fire.
Yes. I relate.
Yes.
So what are your favorite types of distractions to research and share with your listeners? Coming with the heavy hitters.
Oh, I'm not ready. I didn't study. I would have to say I love the paranormal episodes, in case anyone listening who also listens to the show couldn't tell. I mean, if I could quit my job and become a full-time paranormal investigator, I would in a heartbeat. I enjoy learning about the history of places. I like learning people's experiences there. I like the lore of it. I like just everything about it. I like pretending like I'm going to be able to go to these places at some point in the near future, even though my like spooky bucket list is probably the same size as, I don't know, Webster's Dictionary at this point.
Yeah.
I'd have to say the paranormal ones are my favorite. I do enjoy learning about true crime cases. That's kind of always been my interest, but I find sometimes I struggle telling them because it's like, okay, what gives me the right to tell this person's case? Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
I do like highlighting cases, especially cases that haven't really been discussed on like other shows. Mm-hmm. And that's also why I really like your show, is because you highlight cases that, because of how old they are, none of us would know about.
Mm-hmm.
Your show is just so gosh darn educational, and I just really enjoy
thanks.
It.
Thanks. I try.
But yeah, I would have to say paranormal is like my bread and butter. It's my go-to. It's my comfort topic to discuss. My comfort distraction, if you will.
There you go.
Yeah.
Last question. Have you visited any of the destinations you've discussed on the show? And if so, where and how was it?
Oh, God. I have to now think of like every paranormal location I've discussed in like almost 4 years. The first one that comes to my head, Casa Loma in Toronto. So I've been there twice, once as a kid and then once again as an adult, and it was good. I didn't really know much about the paranormal history when I visited. So now that I know, I want to just go back and take my EMF reader and beep bop around.
Beep bop, bleep bop.
Yep. And then the Jenny Wade House. I've talked mm-hmm. about on the show, and you and I went there with Emily yep. and Ashley. So that was fun. That was spooky.
Yeah.
That was an experience. Rolling Hills Asylum. That was probably, actually, that was like the 12th episode Christy and I covered when we started the show. And it just so happened that Christy and I both went there at the same time. Like, we went together with a friend. Yeah, that was intense. That was an interesting experience, to say the least. I'm pretty sure I saw a shadow figure. And the only reason why I'm like hesitant is because my eyesight is fucking awful.
Questionable at best.
Yeah. Well, because I saw it and then Christy was behind me. And I'm like, do you fucking see that? And she's like, no, but I don't have my glasses on. I'm like, well, I have my glasses on. Am I seeing shit?
So, yeah.
Yeah, there's been a couple places. There's definitely a lot of them that I've covered that I want to go to. For example, like there's a couple in New Zealand I want to go to. There's a crap ton in the United States that I want to go to. Before we were recording, we mentioned Waverly Hills. I haven't covered that on the show yet. It's on my, like, to-do. Mm-hmm. But I would really like to go there. So we could make that happen. That'd be great. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Awesome.
The definition of weird is suggesting something is supernatural or uncanny, while the definition of distraction is a thing that prevents someone from giving full attention to something else. Mix both of those words together, add a millennial with a mic, and you have Weird Distractions Podcast. Weird Distractions is a weekly true crime, paranormal, conspiracy theory podcast hosted by me, Alex. Each week, I tell you what I need a distraction from before diving into a topic to help me distract myself from, well, whatever is going on. My hope is that you too can get a distraction from tuning in and maybe learn something on the way. From haunted hospitals to cold cases and every bizarre online theory in between, there's a little something for every weirdo out there. If this sounds up your alley, then join me every Sunday on your favorite podcast platform or search Weird Distractions Podcast on any social media account. Need a distraction? I got you.
Well, I don't have any other burning questions to ask you. So are you ready to crack some cramp words?
I am ready. I remember last time, I think I did miserably. So let's hope to God I've gotten even like just a smidge smarter since the first time.
You may surprise yourself. We'll see.
You just never know.
You just never know. You could, like, strike gold, you know? You don't know.
That would be nice.
Some golden tater tot potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
You know the best.
The best. Just tater tot potato.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
I love me a good tater in tot form.
That's the only time I like a tater is when it's a tat. Don't call the police. It's not the tot you're thinking of.
I don't eat babies.
Okay.
Alex, your first term is okay. Hook it.
Can I hear it in a sentence?
Oh, fuck. I didn't write one. Well, see, this one's hard because it technically has two different definitions.
You know what? So, I'm just going to take a stab in the dark because I feel like... Okay, so...
I'll give you one. I thought of one.
Okay, beautiful.
During the middle of Jeremy's investigation of Waverly Sanatorium?
Tomato, tomato.
One of those. Tomato, tomato. Yeah. Tater tot. He decided to hook it.
Oh, decided to leave?
Yeah.
Like skedaddle? Like beep, bop, boop out of that place?
Yeah. So one of the definitions of hook it is to run away.
Okay. Okay, so, fam.
Yeah.
Hook it. See, when I think of hook it, though, I think like we're going to hook on and we're going to streamline into this. We're going to jet out of here. But hook it. Okay. Hook it and book it. Hey.
Yeah, there you go. Hey. Hook it and book it.
Like, hook it and book it.
Because the other definition is on one's own hook, which means to kind of do it yourself.
Interesting. Okay. So it could either mean let's book it or I'm going to do this independently. I'm going to independently leave. Interesting.
I'm going to independently get the fuck out of here.
I'm going to exo Gossip Girl myself out of this establishment.
I'm going to Nick Miller moonwalk out of this place right now.
See, Lindsay, this is why we need to become not ghost adventurers. Oh my gosh. We need to become paranormal investigators.
Yeah.
Because I think we could have fun with the episodes. We could leave each building or each place doing the moonwalk. And we'll say, all right, let's hook it and book it.
Let's hook and it and book it.
Yeah.
Yes. There and I could rock a bedazzled jean.
You know what? Yeah.
With these hips. Yeah.
That don't lie.
They don't lie. They tell you the truth. She has had a baby 2 times.
Twice. This place, not haunted. Let's hook it. Are you sure my hips aren't lying?
I didn't get any weird tingles down there. My bedazzles are all still in place. Bedazzled. We need to get out of here.
My gems are still intact.
There's no like breadcrumb trail of like bedazzled jewels.
Oh my gosh. I love TM. No one steal that.
TM. This is our thing. That's the name of the show. Hook it and book it. That's the name of the show.
Okay. I'm just going to write this
down somewhere.
Yeah. Write it down. Write it down.
We're going to manifest this thing. We're manifesting it. And we only cover places that are like close to the US-Canadian border. So we go all along that top area.
Which actually, you know what? There's probably a lot.
Yeah. Especially by like the Great Lakes, all that water. Haunted as fuck.
Yeah. So many dead bodies. You can't convince me there's no dead bodies in those bodies of water. Let me tell you.
I mean, there's like shipwrecks. And stuff like haunted,
super haunted. Haunted.
Hook it and book it. We can hook it in the Great Lakes and then book it out of the Great Lakes.
Exactly. Ugh. All right. If the members of Cultivate Network are listening, if you also want to help us out.
Anyways. All right. You got one more term. You ready?
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yep.
So your second term is bang up. Do you want it in a sentence?
Yes, please. I was just looking at you like, I could take this that, 7 different
Yeah, that
ways.
Eye connection thing, yeah. Okay. Because I got to say something that's not going to immediately give it away.
Like, I have an idea. What was it again? Bang it?
Bang up.
Bang up. Does it mean like bang up good job? Like you did a really good job? Okay.
It's first rate. Yeah, that's the response. You cracked both cramp words.
Am I a genius? Did I just like...
You are the first person to get both terms right.
Stop, really?
Yes.
Oh my god. Guys, the Canadian education system did not fail me.
Oh my god. You are so smart.
I'm so smart.
Oh my goodness.
I'm going to go into work tomorrow and tell people... And they were like, what? And I'm like, just kidding. Don't assign me any more people. Don't make me do more work. I'm actually dumb.
I am so smart when it comes to Victorian slang. I am the smartest. I cracked all the cramp words.
Cracked them all. Can't see it, but my face is like beet red because I'm like,
oh, it is.
Oh, shucks.
Do you want to go 3 for 3 and see if you can get one more?
Oh yeah, let's. You know what? Let's crank this soldier boy.
All right. All right. Your bonus term is dump fencer.
I'm sorry, what did you call me? A dump fencer?
Dump fencer.
Oh my god, what does it mean? A dump fencer. What does it mean? I'm gonna have to say, is it like slang for calling someone stupid? Or is it... Is it slang for calling someone stupid? Because I think of like a, no, wait.
Okay, I'm waiting.
Is it making fun of someone's socioeconomic status?
That is a good guess.
Is it calling someone poor? Because if so,
A dump fencer is a man who sells buttons.
What in the... What in the Britney Spears? What in the fuck? What? Dump and fencer have nothing to do with buttons.
What is I know. It? I'm trying to look up. The first thing on Google is, I have no idea about its etymology. But then there's another thing. Okay. Let's see. This one looks promising.
Betcha any money comes from like... London or something. I don't know. It just, it's giving me UK vibes.
Okay. And on here, it says dump is an old word for a leaden metal. So it's like metal buttons.
Okay.
And a fencer was somebody who would sell things. So
when you put it together, yeah. But when you take it apart.
Yeah.
You know what? I flew too close to the sun and I got burnt with a dump fencer. And you know what? Yep. I'm okay with that. Because if I got all three of them right, I'd be too powerful. I would, too much.
You pulled an Icarus. You just flew too close to the sun.
Too close to the sun. Dump fencer.
Well, apparently this is Regency slang.
The fuck does that mean?
From the Regency era.
Oh.
Was between 1795 and 1837.
Oh, it was just yesterday.
You know.
I remember it well.
It's the era of Bridgerton. So if you're curious, Bridgerton is the Regency era. You know, that old dump fencer.
Sweet niblets. I haven't watched Bridgerton.
I haven't either.
Okay, cool. Because I was just going to be like,
I just know it's a big thing. And a lot of people watch it. And a lot of people love it.
Yep.
I don't have time, really. That's what it boils down to. And it's not really my cup of tea.
Yeah. My anxiety lets me rewatch, or doesn't let me. It forces me to rewatch a lot of the same shit. And Bridgerton, it's not on that rotation, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. Although, I will make a recommendation to you and anyone listening. Midnight Club on Netflix.
Okay.
Would highly recommend. Great show. Don't read the book. I mean, you could read the book. I read the book, and I wasn't that much of a fan, but the show was phenomenal. I really liked it. Created by Mike Flanagan, who does, like, Haunting of Hill House...
Okay.
The Fall of Usher, I think, which is coming out soon. Probably already out in the States because, you know, Canada's like 12 months behind everyone else when it comes to media. So
it's fine.
It's fine.
I highly recommend, and it's on Prime Video, I think, according to this, Amish Haunting, which is a TV series. It has a 5 out of 10 on IMDb and it's documentary style.
I love
Members of the Amish community retell their haunted experiences they believe resulted from violating their religious laws.
I'm obsessed already. It's got everything I need.
My favorite episode, and the one I recommend you for sure check out.
I'm writing this down.
Is episode 3.
3.
With the goat baby.
You mean Satan? Is that not goat baby? Yeah. Goat baby Satan. Yes.
Must watch. When I was house sitting for my parents, I binged the entire season, and I am not full of regret. It was one of the better decisions I've made in my life. So
when I die, I will recount all the things I no longer have regrets for, and Amish haunting is one of them.
My dying words. Play Amish haunting at my funeral. Preferably episode 3 with the goat baby.
If I am so fortunate to ever have to attend your funeral, I will make sure your wishes come true, okay?
Thank you.
I will bust in there and be like, she wanted the goat baby episode playing.
We'll be like, what the fuck? I also told M that I need a PowerPoint presentation at my funeral. Yes. And I want the last slide to be a GIF of the dude.
The dude.
It's kind of a requirement.
It's a requirement at this time. I will make it happen. Yeah, I'll make it happen.
Okay.
And I'll play like shitty. What was the music we listened to? It was mostly like 2010, 2000 music. When we got together, I'll play that. I'll play a lot of Kesha.
There you go. Play some Kesha.
K-E dollar sign ha. Going down.
Play blow. Just like this place is going to blow. And then have like the dude just like doing something. Yeah.
Just vibing in the back. Yes, absolutely. There we go.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah. TM. Everyone is welcome to my funeral to see that happen.
Yeah. Good vibes only.
Yeah, good vibe. If Kesha's playing, you better be bringing the good vibes, because otherwise you are not allowed admittance to my private ceremony. And on that note,
oh god,
I would like to thank Alex for joining me today for Can You Crack the Cramp Word? And before we go, can you please tell our listeners once more where they can find you on social media and when new episodes of your show come out?
Well, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure joining you in a recording, a virtual connection, if you will. You can find Weird Distractions wherever you find Ye Olde Crime, Sunday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you enjoy learning about true crime cases, love the paranormal, that's a tough word, paranormal. Mm-hmm. If you love folklore, conspiracy theories, all that weird macabre jazz, then you should definitely tune in after Ye Olde Crime. Listen to Ye Olde Crime first and then come over. We're next door neighbors, basically. We're in the same network. Come on, just
we're just a hop, skip, and a jump away from one another,
basically. Yeah,
we're just a hook it and book it away from each other.
TM, don't steal our paranormal investigation show. God damn it, this is how we make it.
I'm going to pitch this to Travel Channel as soon as we get off this recording.
TNE, if you are listening, please, for the love of God, we will get you so many views. You don't even know.
Discovery Channel. Discovery.
Hey. Discovery.
Hey.
Want to discover something?
D's nuts. Just kidding.
And we lost all future with them.
Yep. We lost our chance.
You know what?
I just dump fencered all over that. But on that note, as always, I'm Lindsay, and I'll see you next time with another tale as old as crime.
Bye.